In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the year 1414, Jan Hus, a Czech priest, theologian, and philosopher, was summoned to the church council in Constance, which is in modern-day southwestern Germany. Hus believed in the authority of Scripture alone, and he had opposed a couple of different popes on various issues, including the selling of church offices and the selling of indulgences. He had been excommunicated, but continued to preach and teach. Hus was promised safe passage to and from the church council, and so he traveled from Prague to Constance in order to help put an end to dissension in the church. Hus arrived on November the 3rd, and on November the 28th, he was imprisoned after church authorities claimed that promises made to heretics do not need to be kept. Hus is urged to recant his writings, but he asked to be shown his error from the scriptures. The following summer, he is condemned to death, and on July the 6th, 1415, he is tied and chained to a stake and burned as a heretic. Before lighting the fire, Hus is asked to once more recant his teachings, and he replies, "God is my witness that the things charged against me I never preached. In the same truth of the gospel which I have written, taught, and preached, drawing upon the sayings and the positions of the holy doctors, I am ready to die today." The fire is lit. Before he dies, Hus is reported to have said, "What I have taught with my lips, I seal with my blood. You are now going to burn a goose, but in a century you will have a swan which you can neither roast nor boil." Now the name Hus in Czech literally means goose. His ashes were later thrown in the Rhine River to prevent his followers from having a place to venerate his grave. So 100 years later, Martin Luther is coming onto the scene to continue what Hus has begun. Luther is often called the swan of the Reformation. 500 years ago, today, Martin Luther is summoned to the Imperial Diet in the city of Worms in Germany, in Western Germany, 322 miles from Wittenberg. Luther is promised safe passage to and from the Diet of Worms, but Luther knows about the promise to Jan Hus and how well these promises are honored. And so 500 years to go today, April the 17th, 1521, Luther faces Johann von Eck, who is the presiding officer of the Diet, speaking on behalf of the Emperor Charles V. Luther is asked to recant his 25 publications. It's a tense moment. Failure to recant likely means being burned alive. On the afternoon of April 17th, Luther asks for more time to prepare a proper answer. And after a long night of prayer and preparation, at 4 p.m. on the 18th of April, Luther appears again before the assembly. He notes that his writings are of different types. First, there's works which were well received, even by his enemies, those he would not reject. Second, they're books which attack the abuses, lies, desolations of the Christian world and the papacy. These, Luther believed, could not be safely rejected without encouraging the abuses to continue. To retract them would be to open the door to further oppression. He said, "If I now recant these, then I would be doing nothing but strengthening tyranny." Third, there are attacks on individuals. Luther apologized for the harsh tone of these writings, but did not reject the substance of what he taught in them. If he could be shown by Scripture that his writings were in error, Luther continued, he would reject them. And Luther concluded by saying, "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of the Scriptures, or by clear reason, for I do not trust either in the Pope or in councils alone, since it's well known that they have often erred and contradicted themselves. I am bound by the Scriptures I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God. I cannot and will not recant anything, since it is neither safe nor right to go against conscience. I cannot do otherwise. Here I stand. May God help me. Amen. The Pope declared that a believer could buy an indulgence to pay off the penalty for their sin, and the Vatican was making big money selling indulgences. Luther asked that the practice be defended from Scripture and not papal authority. Jan Hus stood on Scripture alone. Martin Luther stood on Scripture alone. The true Christian church today stands on Scripture alone. The Bible is our only source of knowledge of salvation. We don't add to it. We don't subtract from it. It's through the words of Scripture that you know that Jesus is God in flesh, who suffered and died to pay for your sins and rose from the dead to conquer death forever. The Bible teaches that Jesus forgives your sins. And you would think that after 600 years after Jan Hus and 500 years after Martin Luther, we would not still be fighting the battle for Scripture alone. But we are. The battle continues. The Roman Catholic Church still holds that the Pope is infallible when he speaks from the throne of St. Peter. Teachings that are not in the Bible are declared to be dogma that you must believe in order to be a Christian. Many false religions have sprung up over the centuries, many, many of them in America over the last 200 years. People declare they have a new revelation from God. They declare there's a new scripture that is equal to or replaces the Bible. The Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Scientists, Scientologists, and so many others. We see their errors fairly clearly. There's a more insidious threat that's been making its way into Christian churches over the last 100 years or so, something that is taking the place of the Holy Bible as the authority. We live in an age where more and more our ultimate authority is our feelings. We want to disregard the authority of the Bible, and we want to be an authority unto ourselves. We want to follow our feelings. We want to make up our own theology and our own morality based on our own understandings and desires. There is a growing movement to ignore scriptural guidance and trust your intuition, your inner feelings, your desires. People do this regards to sexual morality, abortion, greed, anger, hatred, laziness. I know the Bible says this, but I feel like I know better, so I'll do things my way. There's a great desire to get rid of Scripture alone, make a new God for yourself, of your own design that will do whatever you want him to do. In the face of this ongoing movement to reject the Bible, we continue what Jesus started with his disciples and what Jan Hus and Martin Luther restarted. We hold to Scripture alone and we bring that message to the world. Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning from Jerusalem." May God grant us the courage to continue to proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins in the face of a world of people that can want to continue to reject the Bible and follow their feelings. May God grant us the strength to stand on Scripture alone with Jan Hus and Martin Luther and so many others who have risked their lives for the truth of God's Word. Now, Martin Luther actactually does get out of Worms. He's then quickly kidnapped by his own prince and held in protective custody for nearly a year at the Wartburg Castle in Eisenach, Germany. The emperor issues an order to basically have Luther captured, dead or alive, and so Luther then begins translating the Bible into German for the common people. That's a capital offense, but he already has one death sentence, so what's one more? Luther helps bring the Word of God into the language of the people. How blessed we are to have the Bible in our own language. What a great treasure to be able to read about Jesus saving all people from their sins. Read about how Jesus saves you from your sins. What a tremendous blessing to know Jesus rose from the dead like he said he would. To know that Jesus conquered death for you. To know that in Christ Jesus, you have eternal life. There is a great temptation to add to the Bible or subtract from the Bible. There's a great temptation to follow your feelings. Resist the temptation. Cling to Scripture alone. Cling to Christ alone, even to death. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.